Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, son.
Raphael's on the track.
Come on, son.
Welcome to the podcast, y'all. Come on, son. It's the podcast, Reflections Eternal. Reflections Eternal, not because of the album called of the same name. It's just because I'm reflecting on a lot of stuff that happened this whole entire week, you know. And a lot of times when we podcast, we see things that happen, and then you try to store it up, all of it up, and you want to speak on everything, but you cannot remember everything. So all the time, your reflections aren't always eternal. So a lot of stuff happened this week. Like, first of all, we want to congratulate the South Carolina Women's Gamecocks on their NCAA Women's Championship. They were 38-0. They beat Caitlin Clark and Iowa Hawkeyes. And the funny thing about that is, the UConn Huskies on the men's side won the NCAA championship. They're back-to-back champions. And more people watch the women's game than the men's game. And Caitlin Clark is a hell of a basketball player, male or female. But she put eyes on that game. And I think the determining factor that happened in my, while I'm reflecting on the game, is that Dawn Staley in South Carolina had about 10 starters. Like, their bench, they were so deep that their bench players could have been starters. And they got 37 points in that game from their bench. You know how many the Iowa Hawkeyes got from their bench? 0 points. 0 points. That's coaching. That's believing in your players. Obviously, the Iowa Hawkeyes coach doesn't believe in their bench players because you had two of your stars play the whole 40-minute game. The ladies play 4 10-minute quarters, which is 40 minutes. They playing, and you got 0 points off your bench. That means your bench was not prepared for this game. And they came out on fire, y'all. When I tell you the Iowa Hawkeyes, I was like, yo, I think they're going to beat the brakes. At first, I was like, man, they look like they're going to do something. And the collective cool and the poise of South Carolina, yeah, all right, we good. We don't let Caitlin Clark have 18 in the first quarter. The end of the first quarter, she had 18 points. Caitlin Clark did. Know what she had for the rest of the entire game? 12. 12 points. Literally, for a woman that scores that many points a game, she was shut down. Shut down by Raven and the rest of the South Carolina ladies. They played their behinds off. They really played. I mean, they was balling. Like, we fly high, no lie. You know this ballin'. Matter of fact, Cam P, play me a little of that.
Like, show
drive in my garage, stay sky high, fly with the stars, G4 flights, 80 grand large.
That's how they was balling. Like, they was balling, like, back in the days of the 80s, Basketball by Curtis Blow. Play me a little Basketball by Curtis Blow.
Way to dribble up and down the court, just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll, I like the give and go, cause it's basketball of Mr. Curtis Blow.
Matter of fact, I think Bow Wow did it again after Curtis Blow did it many years later. Play me a little bit of Basketball by Bow Wow.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. I keep it so fresh on the microphone. I like no interruption when the game is on. I like slam dunk to take me to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley-oop. I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go. And it's basketball. Bow Wow, let's go.
Basketball. They were balling. Like for real. Like they attracted more viewers than the NCAA final for the men, which attracted 14.8, I think. And I think the ladies attracted 18.5 or 6. Like, we was watching them ladies. They were balling. Ain't no two ways about it. They were getting busy. And I reflected on that game like, wow. Dawn Staley got her third championship in 7 years. These ladies went undefeated. You know how hard that is to be 38-0 and then win the championship? And once again, Caitlin Clark is going to graduate with no national championship as one of the greatest women basketball players. Probably, they say she's the highest scorer in D1 history, men or women. She's a baller. She's a baller. Hopefully this next All-Star game, we'll get to see her in the three-point contest versus Steph Curry. Or you know what would be interesting? Whoever has the highest percentage going into the All-Star game of men, take on her and the young lady from last year, probably like versus Steph and Clay. That would be kind of ridiculously dope, you know? Or bring Larry Bird out of retirement, see if he can still shoot three-pointers. It's just interesting to see the elevation of women's college basketball and how many of us were there for it. Like, I was there for it. Like, this WNBA draft is going to be something special. I'm going to be keeping my eye on that, for sure. For sure. Just reflecting on stuff that happened. That was really huge. That was really huge. The NCAA men's and women's basketball championships, the brackets, the talk, all of that stuff, that was really big. What else was really big this past week? We all went out and played Powerball, right? The jackpot was like $1 billion. Unfortunately, I didn't win. Nobody that I know won. Nobody that I know won. And we all sit around when the jackpots get that big, and we all talk about what we would do if we won that much money. That is always an interesting conversation to hear what people would do with that much money. Because you know you're not walking away with $1 billion, right? And did you know that if you die before you get paid out, like say you take it over yearly, if you die before all the money gets taken out, that's it. You can't leave those earnings or those winnings to your children. You have to leave what you have already collected, but any future earnings is done. That's why most people just take it out flat out, like take what you're going to take in taxes and give me the rest of my money. This way you have accumulated, you've gotten paid all your money and you can still leave that or whatever's left you have left if you pass on, you know, before the 20 years or 25 years is up or something like that, you know, you get to leave your loved ones something. But the sad part about that is it's really more money, more problems, y'all. Like, it really is. It is. People are going to find you. I know everybody said they would change their cell number, but you got to write down the numbers that mean the most to you. And when you start going through your phone, it's going to be like, oh, my God, how do I leave? You know, this was my favorite uncle when I was growing up, or my favorite aunt, or my favorite teacher. I'm going to keep that person's number and give them my new number. Like, how many people are you really going to give your new number to? I'm going to give it to my deacon or my pastor, or I'm going to give this amount of money to the church. When you have accumulated or won that much money, no matter what you give people is never going to be enough. All you giving me is $1 million? All you giving me is $3 million? Sometimes you got to count your blessings and be glad that God didn't put that kind of a burden on your head. Or they're looking at what you are doing. Okay, say you have 4 kids. And you say, I'm going to give y'all $5 million apiece. That's $20 million, right? But you want to give them more than that, because once the taxes are paid, you want them to all end up with $5 million apiece. So you got to figure that out. And then say you turn around and there's been a church you've been going to since you were a kid and it's going through some hardships and problems, and you want to build a new church in your mother's name. Maybe this was your mother's church, right? And you want her name right there when they walk in. You're going to build a whole new church. It's going to cost you $30 million. Your kids are going to complain that you put more money into the church than you did to them. I'm telling you, it's always not enough. It's always more money, more problems. That's just the way things are. We're a capitalist society. You know, it's always money, 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 money. Everything is rooted in money. It really is. So that's why you got to just, you know, a little bit is probably more than enough for me. Like, we don't play on a regular. We wait till we get to $1 billion. Like, I don't understand why. Like, I don't have $90 million. I don't have $45 million or $55 million liquid cash. Why wouldn't I play when it's 90? Why do I always have to? Or 100 or 120 or 150. Oh, man, it's $800 million. Now you want to play. You don't know. Your numbers might have come up before and you just kind of missed out, you know, for not doing it. Fruit, my wife, I know y'all used to hearing Fruit on this podcast. Maybe we can get her on in the second part of the podcast, but she has some stuff to do. She got lucky, and now Medicaid is going to help pay for the home health care for my mother-in-law, her mom, that's living with us and going through dementia and other medical things. So we've been lucky. So she's out there on the phone with people and setting things up. And I was like, come on, babies, we got podcasts. And she was like, I got stuff to do. And I respect that. I respect the way she take care of her moms. Like, I really respect the hell out of that. And lucky for me, I got 2 brothers and a sister that help me out whenever my mom needs something. You know, I was just with my mom, actually, on Easter weekend. My mom and I was in Petersburg, Richmond, Emporia area visiting her sister's children, specifically with my cousin Bertha and her husband Kenny. We stayed over there, and it was just beautiful to get with my cousins and reminisce and laugh about when we were kids and how we used to hang out. And I miss them. And, you know, my mother's going down there every Easter, and somebody in the family, in case something happens to my mom, somebody in the family is going to have to pick that up and keep it going. You know what I mean? That's what we're going to do, for sure. Because at the end of the day, family is all you got. And nobody's family is perfect. Mine is far from perfect. People get older, they start moving their own ways and doing their own thing. But you just got to understand how important your loved ones are, and family is, an extended family, and friends that are family. Speaking of that, right now I'd like to take this time out to say rest in peace to the one and only DJ Mr. C. Mr. C got into the business when he met Big Daddy Kane when they were in school together. In 1988-89, when Kane dropped his first album, Mr. C was his DJ, was his tour DJ. Later on, Mr. C went on to get a demo tape from a dude named DJ 50 Grand, and he gave that tape to a guy named Matty C that worked at The Source. And Matty C put this artist in unsigned hype, and the artist was Biggie Smalls, or the Notorious B.I.G., who went on to sign with Bad Boy, and Mr. C was his tour DJ for a while and associate producer on Biggie's albums. So Mr. C is an icon. He's a great DJ. But the greatest thing that everybody can say about Mr. C is that he was he's a great guy. Just a great person and a good friend. And I don't know if y'all heard about it years ago. Mr. C had gotten arrested for soliciting prostitution from a transgender person. And everybody was going crazy about Mr. C. And it hadn't been the first time that it happened to him. He got busted on a transgender, holstro where the prostitutes were. And, at the end of the day, nobody holds your sexuality against you. And we loved C. We didn't worry about that. We might have joked about it, but we didn't worry about C's sexuality. Open up the bedroom door to each and every person. And some people have normal sexuality. Some people don't. And it's really nobody's business. But Mr. C was just an all-around great person and an amazing DJ. They called him the finisher for a reason. He always finished like the champion that he is. And we called him the Wallop King because he would put the wallop down whether he was on Hot 97 or Power 105 or 103.9 or 94.7 the block where he was when he passed on during the old school at noon, whether he was playing a party, a brunch, whether he was in Panama, which I did with him this summer just passed. He was always putting a wallop down, whether he was DJing a Biggie Memorial Party. He always finished strong, whether he was on Rock the Bells Radio. Whatever C was doing, it was always on 100. When he was DJing, he DJed always on 100. I remember we was doing something with Yo MTV Raps. So we was doing the anniversary on MTV, and I went up to Hot 97 to promote it. I hadn't worked there in such a long time. But Mr. C allowed me to DJ the old school at noon, which was his baby, on the number one station in New York City at the time, Hot 97. I'll never forget him extending that love to me. I'll never forget C just calling me up not too long ago, like, Ed, I got these Ewins. I got my own Ewin they put out. It's called Where Brooklyn At. You know, that song he put out, Where Brooklyn At. He's the one that had that. With Tupac and Biggie on it. C had that. That was on the Kane show. That's Mr. C recorded. We all in this world heard that because Mr. C was able to capture that at that time. I mean, what a wonderful, wonderful person. And it broke me down when Miss Jones called me and told me that Mr. C had passed away. And a lot of people didn't believe it. You know, I posted it. A lot of people didn't believe it. It was like fake news. Nobody else was talking about it. And then they had to eat crow when it came out. But it's not about me. It's about the person that we are going to miss. You know, when I think of him, I thought of everybody. I was hurting. But I thought of everybody, his family, his relatives, his close friends. He didn't have any children. But his compadres, his A1s from day one, the Big Daddy Kane and Scoob and Scrap and Shantae and Biz Markie, the late great, rest in peace, Master Ace and Craig G, MC Shan, and you know, these dudes that knew him for so much longer than I did. So much longer than I did. See, he was in this before me. I professionally became known as Ed Lover to everybody in 1989. DJ Mr. C was DJ Mr. C on tour in like 88. So for me to be able to call him friend really, really meant a lot to me. For me to be able to call Marley Marl friend, to say KRS-One is friend, Rakim is a friend, you know, cool DJ Red Alert, friend. You know, for me to be able to sit there and talk to some of these legendary cats, man, Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel and Scorpion, man, these dudes been around for a long time. Chuck D and Flavor Flav and all of them, Daddy-O from Stetson Sonic, as well as some of these, the newer dudes from the 90s and the 2000s. We all have an expiration date, and we all are going to die. And none of us know when it's going to happen. But Mr. C was an icon in the truest sense of the word. He was definitely a one of a kind. And on Big Daddy Kane's album, right? You listening? Big Daddy Kane's album, Long Live the Kane. He had a cut on there. And it was called Mr. C's Master Plan. Can we please play some of Mr. C's Master Plan with C, Mr. C on the turntables?
Yeah, that sounds phony. I mean, like, extra crazy, stupid death. This is a Transformers, huh? Again. Now, yo, tell yourself this on.
Thank you, Cam. Rest in power. Rest in paradise. Rest in peace, Calvin, because that's your real name. Calvin LeBron, the one and only DJ Mr. C. At DJ Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R-C-E-E. His page is still up on the gram. Flooded with love and admiration and affection that this man truly, truly deserved. Anybody in the last 25 years that ever lived in New York, even if it was for a year, can tell you about a Mr. C party they went to or listening to Mr. C on the radio. People that were at work did not miss the old school at noon with DJ Mr. C. That's how massive and big his audience is. And he played all over the country. He played events for everybody. He's huge. Huge as a DJ. And a great guy. Just humble and just wonderful. You'd be hard pressed to find somebody that's going to say something negative about Mr. C. I just wanted to take this time in my podcast to reflect on my friend, DJ Mr. C. Colleague on more than one radio station, DJ Mr. C. And we're going to miss this dude. New York City is definitely going to miss him. Rest in peace, DJ Mr. C. We'll take a short break. This is Reflections Eternal, the podcast. Coming up, I got to talk a little bit about rap beef and all this beef going on today. Okay? Be right back. Come on, son. It's the podcast.
Come on, son.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This portion of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Walmart. There's a whole collection of black lead products that fit into your daily routine and your daily lifestyle. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a black lead brand, we make room for or create demand for another black lead brand. So go to Walmart.com Black and Unlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Here are some of them. Natural Vert Granola, Scotch Porter Beard Balm, and the Do Hair Care. So make sure that when you go to Walmart that you check out these products or go to walmart.com Black and Unlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Brought to you by Walmart. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You could talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. You'll know the real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to the thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust the feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, son. Welcome back to Reflections Eternal, the podcast. Paul, with me, Ed Lover, y'all. I'm Ed Lover. Come on, son. It's the podcast. You know what I forgot to do when I was talking about Mr. C a little earlier in the podcast? I forgot to ask Cam to play a little bit of that. Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? With Biggie and Tupac, that live joint that Mr. C captured so eloquently and put it out across the world. Play me a little of that.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gonna do it like this. Hey, tell you ready, check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8 38s, 9 9s, 10 Mac 10s. The shit's never end. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and the 357 bitches.
Okay. Thank you, my brother, because that was so important to hip-hop, and so was Mr. C. And as we continue and we move on, Reflections Eternal, O.J. Simpson passed away this week. And a lot of different people had a lot of different opinions on O.J. Simpson. I was very surprised that his former friend, Caitlin, would say good riddance. I was very surprised about that. But, you know, you feel what you feel about O.J. Simpson. And you can keep that, you know, he did the he was on Cam and Mace's podcast a lot. I really enjoy watching that and listening to that. You know, I'm a podcast guy. I don't listen to a lot of people's podcasts, but some people's podcasts I do listen to. I listen to Drink Champs. I know that. And sometimes I'll catch $1 million worth of game. But there's a lot of people out there doing podcasts, so it's damn near impossible to listen to all of them. So let's get to this rap beef, because this is something that I definitely want to talk about. These reflections are not eternal reflections on this. This is just reflections on what's going on right now. My eternal reflections was on Mr. C, definitely. Rap beef. It's been going on forever, y'all. It ain't going to change. It's been going on. It's just on and on and on and on. But to my surprise, and I'm an old head now, not a young buck anymore. I ain't wet behind the ears at all. I'm seasoned. To my surprise, there's a big three. I did not know this. I don't know who dubbed them the big three in hip hop, But I guess this is the big three. And the big three are J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake. I had no idea there was a big three. I don't know how Young Thug or Future feels about not being in the big three. Nobody asked Kanye West if he's not in the big three or has he ever been in the big three. But apparently there's a big three. And Kendrick Lamar had some scathing things to say about Drake and J. Cole. Cam P, can you play me a little bit of what Kendrick had to say?
These niggas talking out of their necks. Don't put no coffin out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T., the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check.
I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence.
Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem.
Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him.
Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak dissing, first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel, if I had to, got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up, lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location, I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three, nigga, it's just big me, nigga, boom.
Thank you, my brother. And then J. Cole clapped back immediately. Can we hear a little bit about what J. Cole had to say?
I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap. Pillars 2-6, we don't at niggas, we get at niggas. Shoot a nigga, lights out. Yeah, my dog, stat filler, stat stuffers. Triple-double, get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect.
And then J. Cole did his Dreamville Festival. And, he particularly felt lame for dissing Kendrick Lamar. Can I hear some of J. Cole's apology, please, Cam?
I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world want to see blood. So I say all of that to say, in my spirit of trying to, like, get this music out, I ain't going to lie to y'all. I moved in a way that was, that I feel, spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to, like, jab my nigga back, and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my fucking peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this nigga's fucking catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a fucking microphone? Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do.
So, on that Dreamville Festival stage, 50 Cent was there. Now, y'all know 50 Cent. Oh, my God. This dude loves beef. And he was like, I missed that. WTF. Like, why is this dude apologizing when he got beef? Because 50 never apologized for any beef. You know the most infamous 50 Cent beef with Ja Rule. Can you play me some of 50 Cent directly going at Ja Rule's neck, please, Cam?
He's a Pop-Tart, sweetheart, you're soft in the middle. I eat you for breakfast, a watch was a stain for your necklace. And your boss is a bitch, if he could, he would. Sell his soul for cheap, trade his life to be sure. You could buy cars, but can't buy respect in the hood. Maybe I'm so disrespectful, cause to me you're a mystery. I know niggas from your hood, you have no history. Never poke nothing, never pop nothing, nigga, stop fronting. Jay put you on, X made you hot. Now you running around like you some big shot. Pussy.
It's easy to see when you look at me. If you look closely, 50 don't back down. Everywhere I go, both coast with toast. East side, west side, I hold it back down. Every little nigga you see around me, hold a gun it's about me, the young boy.
The rap game's all fucked up now. What we gonna do now? How we gonna eat, man? 50 back around.
That's Jalo, punk ass, thinking out loud. Southside till I die, that's just how I get down. I'm back in the game, shawty, the rule and conquer. You sing for hoes and sound like the Cookie Monster.
And then, of course, Ja Rule clapped back. 50 Cent with the song, clap back. Can you play a little of that for me?
We gon' clap back. Yeah. We gon' clap back.
Let's take the ball, nigga. What? Like Bush and Saddam. I'ma find out what M line is hotter than ball. First, it could be much worse. I could be hotter than your shrubs. Mask and gloves, gun hot to burn that ass up. I'd rather be bossed up with a bunch of bras. The freaks though, they're screaming out, fuck the law. I may have struck the chord with the Christians, but y'all got the freakiest bitches out of all the religions. And God gave me his blessing to handle my business. On these wanks, the snitches, let the Nina blow kisses. If she somehow misses, he gon' meet the mistress. And clap that boy like Birdman Eclipse. Got these niggas all over my dick like hoes. I'm the star of the shows. I must be as hot as they come. What's the procedure with a gun in your face? When you got one in your waist, just cop back, nigga. Hey, out the face. Come on.
Clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Thank you. Them two dudes still don't like each other to this day. They don't like each other. But throughout history, y'all, let's take a look at history for a minute. If there's a big three now, has there always been a big three? Like, there were so many groups. Let's just take this individually. And you can't pluck anybody out of a group. Okay, do y'all understand that? They have to be individual MCs. You can't take Run out of Run DMC. Okay, coming up to Martin Day, you can't grab 3,000, as great as he is, out of Outkast, just to say that there was a big three. Now, clearly in the 90s, at some point, the big three was Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas. And we'll get to that. But let's go back, okay, and can we say at one point LL Cool J and Kumo D and Slick Rick were the big three? Can we honestly say that at one point in hip-hop? All solo artists only. Okay, we know LL and Kumo D went at it. Cam, give me a little bit of LL Cool J going at Kumo D.
To the break of dawn. Style. To the break of dawn. This ain't on the pot tip. Check it out. To the break of dawn. What is a panther? An animal that kills. I'm like a shark with blood coming out the gills. You can never in your wildest dreams get a piece of this gangster lean straight for Queens. Strong as liquor to be seen in a limousine. Now you're getting done without Vaseline. Wouldn't bite because your rhymes are puppet chow. Made another million, so competitors bow. Homeboy, hold on, my rhymes are so strong. Nothing could go wrong, so why do you prolong? Songs that ain't strong, brother, you're dead wrong. And got the nerve to have them Star Trek shades on. You can't handle the whole weight. Your skin needs lotion, teeth need Colgate. Wise up, you little burnt up french fry. I'm that type of guy. And I slam, you know, just like a sumo. Put them in pampers, leave my drawers in a hamper. When I'm through, you need a brand new identity. I was scooping girls before you lost your virginity.
Now give me a little Kumo D going at LL Cool J.
It hurt my nerve when I heard a sucker rapper that I know I'll serve. Run around town saying he is the best. Is that a test? I'm not impressed, get real. You're nothing but a toy. Don't you know that I serve that boy? Just like a waiter, hit him with a plate of these fresh rhymes and make sure that he pay the bill and leave him standing still. And when he's had enough, hit him with a refill. And for dessert, it won't be no ice cream. I'm just gonna shatter and splatter his pipe dreams. Make him feel a wrath, beat him down and laugh. And when I finish, then I'm gonna ask him who is the best. And if he don't say Modi, I'll take my whip and make him call himself Toby. Whip him good, then I'll make him sweat. Always talking about battles, but he never had a battle yet. But if we ever did, how could he beat me? He's so petrified, he's scared to even meet me. My word's the law, that's why you don't beat. You're nothing but a punk track star and a thief. So I'm putting you in punishment, just like a child. Never touch another mic, how you like me now?
But I don't remember Slick Rick having beef like that. We can't take Melly Mel. Because Melly Mel was in the Furious Five. So we can't say that. But we know LL and had beef. Now, at one point, where do you put KRS-One going at MC Shan? Because nobody jumped in that beef. I don't know. Who were the three? Give me a little bit of KRS-One going at MC Shan.
Over, bye bye. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. You see me coming in the dance with the flippers and see ya. Down with the sound called BDP. If you want to join the crew, well, you must see me. You can't sound like Shan or the one Marley. Because Shan and Marley Marlin, my rhyming like the gay. Picking up the mic, man, them don't know what to say. Saying hip hop started out in Queensbridge. Saying lines like that, man, you know them can't live. So tell them again, me come to tell them again. Quah! Tell them again, me come to tell them again.
Thanks, Cam. Now give me a little bit of MC Shan going at KRS-One.
Devastating to your ear.
Rhyming is a thing that I do at will. Be glad to rock a party just to prove my skill. J.U. Ice is what I'm gaining with a style so fresh that it's self-explaining. Never bite a rhyme, I don't live that way. But when I get dissed, violators pay. I'm a crowd motivator, MC annihilator. Never front the move cause I'm not a perpetrator. I don't really mind being criticized for those who try to make fame on my name. Rhymes of all styles, all categories. From fresh freestyles to real fly stories. The jam is dedicated to you and your boys. And if you knew what I knew, then you'd kill that noise.
Now, during that time, you know who was in that big three right there? Roxanne Shanté. Give me a little bit of Roxanne Shanté going at KRS-One.
I chilled for a while, I put down my pen, but now some suckers from the Bronx got me started again. Now, I'm not out to just a whole boogie down, just a featherweight crew from that part of town. You made a little record and then you start fronting. Try to just a juice crew, but ain't hurt nothing. Now, KRS-One, you should go on vacation with a name sounding like a whack radio station. And as for Scholar Rock, you should be ashamed. When Tila Rock said it's short, he didn't mean his name. So step back, peasants, popping all that junk, or else BDP will stand for broken down punks. Cause I'm an all-star just like Julius Irving, and Roxanne Shanté is only good for steady serving.
And they was in the same crew. But you can honestly say that was probably going on at that time. Right? Because Shanté was probably one of the premier hip-hop females at that time. Now, obviously, early to mid-80s, the big three was Rakim, G-Rap, and Big Daddy Kane. Because that comparison was always there. Once again, I am going to say this. We're not doing this plucking people individually out of groups, okay? At one point, 50 Cent, Ja Rule, Nelly. Now, I remember Nelly had beef with Chingy at one point. Like I said, before that, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, definitely. Let's not forget that King of the South beef that was going on. T.I., didn't T.I. and Luda go at it at one point? And I know T.I. and Flip had beef. Well, wasn't T.I. and Luda going at it at one point? Am I right or wrong? See, this is revisionist history, man. That's why I call it reflections eternal, right? And where does Master P fit into this whole? See, because I don't know. Sometimes the big three are obvious, and sometimes the big three are not obvious. There's been so many rappers at so many. There's always been a lot of rappers. Always. But this is the first time that I've heard that this is supposed to be the big three. And I'm quite sure that there's a lot of other artists out there. I just said Future, right? You put Young Thug in there, even though he's on a RICO trial right now. Could you say Quavo? Because, well, it's still part of the group, but he's still, but Wayne, Lil Wayne. And at one point, like, I get confused about this stuff sometimes, man. Because I remember Mace and Jay-Z having beef. It was a subliminal beef. We're not going to say, well, we know Jay and Nas. Play me a little bit of Takeover by Jay-Z.
Got
Went from nasty gnaws to Esco's trash. Had a spark when you started, but now you're just garbage. Fell from top 10 to not mention at all. To your bodyguards, Uzi Wally's verse better than yours. Matter of fact, you had the worst flow on the whole fucking song. But I know the sun don't shine, the sun don't shine. That's why your careers come to an end. It's only so long fake thugs can pretend. Nigga, you ain't live it, you witnessed it from your folks' pad. You scribbled in your notepad and created your life. I showed you your first tech on tour at Large Professor. Then I heard your album about your tech on the dresser. So yeah, I sampled your voice, you was using it wrong. You made it a hotline, I made it a hot song. And you ain't get a coin, nigga, you was getting fucked in. I know who I paid, God, Searchlight Publishing. Use your... You said you been in this 10, I've been in it 5. Smart enough, Nas. 4 albums in 10 years, nigga. I could divide, that's one every, let's say 2. 2 of them shits was due. 1 was nah, the other was Illmatic. That's a 1 hot album every 10 year average, and that's so. Nigga, switch up your flow, your shit is garbage. What you trying to kick knowledge?
Now play me a little Ether by Nas.
Jigga, no pies, no case, just Hawaiian shirts. Hanging with Little Chase, you a fan, a phony, a fake, a pussy, a stand. I still whip your ass. You 36 in a karate class, you tie boho, trying to work it out, you trying to get brolic. Ask me if I'm trying to kick knowledge. Nah, I'm trying to kick the shit you need to learn, though. The ether, the shit that make your soul burn slow. Is he Dame Diddy, Dame Daddy, or Dame Dummy? Oh, I get it. You Biggie and he's Puffy. Ew. Rockefeller died of AIDS, that was the end of his chapter. And that's the guy I chose to name your company after. Put it together, I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas. And now y'all trying to take my spot, fellas. Philly's hot rock fellas, put you in a dry spot, fellas. In a pine box with 9 shots for my Glock, fellas. Foxy got you hot cause you kept your face in a puss. What you think, you getting girls now cause of your looks? Negro, please.
But was there another person around that point when they were going at each other? Like, what did, because after a while, when after Big and, well, God, can we cannot forget Biggie and Pac going at each other? That Pac was part of the Big Three at one point. Yeah, he definitely was. I am so sorry for getting about Tupac. Give me some Tupac going at Biggie.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches.
And play me a little bit of Who Shot Ya by Big, the one everybody thought was directed at Pop.
Who shot ya? Separate the weak from the opsa. Leap hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stopped when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops, said they heard mad shots. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4. Slaughter, electrical tape around the daughter. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like disco inferno. Burn slow like blunts with yayo. Peel more skins than Idaho potato. Niggas know the lyrical molesting is taking place. Fucking with B.I.G. it ain't safe.
So it's just weird to see this come out and then it's on social. That's what weirded me out. It's on social media and it's like everybody's just going along with it that this is the Big Three. I'm quite sure DMX would have had something to say about that. If you would have said that somebody was part of a Big Three at that time and didn't put DMX in there at his time, if you would have said the Big Three was Nas, Jay-Z, who else was super dumb hot right around that time in New York, Ja Rule. If you'd have said the Big, because Ja Rule sold a lot of records. If you'd have said Ja Rule, Nas, and Jay-Z were the Big Three, X would have felt a certain way about that. Pharrell. X would have definitely felt a certain way about that. So I don't understand, like, how these other artists that call themselves artists of not saying anything about that. You had a beef between Jadakiss, Beanie Siegel. They had beef. And then you had Jadakiss, 50 Cent. You had Rick Ross, 50 Cent. You had Fat Joe, 50 Cent. Like, how do these... It's just different. The point I'm trying to make is, and I don't have time to play clips from each and every artist that I'm naming, but how does all these artists just sit back knowing that they make records and knowing that they put music out there? I haven't heard Drake say anything yet. I remember Drake had beef with Meek Mill. Can we play a little bit of that, please?
Haters mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting bodied by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type the niggas. And shout out all my boss, bitches, wife, and niggas.
Drake had beef with Pusha T. Can we play some of what Pusha had to say?
Since you name dropped my fiance, let them know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing Border Patrol. Ooh!
And just say whatever. And speaking of Meek Mill, there hasn't been any clap records yet, but Meek Mill and Wale. And this is just like, you know, that internet back and forth and back beef. Well, obviously Wale took a picture with a guy who's not cool with Meek Mill, and it got posted. So Meek went off talking crazy about Wale. And then Wale came back and said, well, dudes be acting like they ops and then they be friends again next week. So I know a picture could have that much effect on somebody. I mean, Meek went in. And Meek been going in lately, period, because people have been trying to allude to some kind of homosexual affair between him and Diddy. Now the term no Diddy is going, you know how everybody was like, pause. Or they was like, no homo. Now it's like, no Diddy. I don't get where that came from, but, you know, the freak parties and the alleged stuff that's going on. But Meek was going, he went in. He went in because he was like, yo, I got a 12-year-old son. You know, I don't need my son coming to me asking me, am I gay and I'm not gay. You know, all of this stuff that they've been putting out about Meek. The social media is an animal. But it's just kind of crazy that this stuff has been going on, but this big three is really shocking me because there's a lot of cats that make a lot of good music that's out there that's just like not saying anything. So I'm expecting some music to come out soon, and there's going to be a lot of subliminals. Now, what the hell is going on with the City Girls? I thought they were so super tight. Super tight. Why is Young Miami saying that JT is dissing her and her records? I'm flabbergasted because you expect this out of solo artists, right? You remember when Nicki and Cardi and remember Nicki and Kim, remember Nicki and Remy? Damn, almost Nicki and everybody, right? But that kind of stuff happens. I'm not trying to lead the ladies out. Those kind of things happen, but I'm surprised that they're coming from a group because we know at one point Salt and Pepper had like some problems, but they never went on social media. Well, we ain't have no social media. They didn't go on Wax at all either talking about each other. And now they back together and touring, been touring for years and years and just making a great living for themselves. They're iconic group. But I never expected that between Young Miami and JT, because when JT was locked down, Young Miami was riding for her crazy. Riding for her crazy. And speaking of Young Miami, she posted a picture of her allegedly and Puff talking about they the new Bobby and Whitney. I don't think that is a great example of a relationship, because that relationship was loving, but it was more toxic than it was loving. It really, really, really was. And then Whitney overdosed on drugs. Let's keep this in perspective. And we always say we're going to be 100 with each other. Whitney Houston had a drug problem. She's a drug addict. As much as we love her music, as much as we love the movies, you have to look at it for what her personal life kind of took her out of here. It's unfortunate. Hell yeah. Do we love Nippy as an artist? Yeah. Do I love her as a person? Yeah. But she had a drug problem, y'all. She did. So Young Miami, that might not be the greatest example. I'm still reeling. Ari Lennox and Joe Budden got beef. Joe Budden was talking crazy to Skills. Social media beef, though. You know, I haven't heard any records between them yet, but I doubt if I will. But Joe Budden definitely is more of a podcaster now than he is an artist. I don't understand why Joe gets so upset when people talk about his rap career. You have a very successful podcasting career. You should be real good with that. You know, you get into enough stuff the way you be talking about people, but that's just your point of view, and you're allowed to have one. But I don't understand why you get so upset when people talk about your rap career, because it's really in your rearview mirror right now. And you did have a great rap career. Ain't nothing wrong with reinventing yourself, folks. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with Nori reinventing himself. There's nothing wrong with Wallow and Gilly reinventing themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. So what's going on between Ari Lennox and Joe Budden? She just say Joe, her name being Joe Mouth too much. And she put up a video of when Consequence punched Joe. You actually sucker punched Joe. And she just kept repeating it. It had some scathing things to say about Joe Budden. It's just so much. I can't even take it all in. There's just so much beef going on. But I am still astounded by this big three. I'm still astounded by it. And you know what also astounded me, because it came and it went so fast, since we're talking about reflections? Aoki Lee, Russell and Kimora's daughter, 21. And she was with this guy named Vittorio Asaf. He was a co-founder of Serafina. And they was found and seen in St. Bart's kissing each other. And he's taking pictures of her and her bikini. And then just like that, the relationship was over. Just soon as everybody got wind of it, it was like, ah, this is dead. Because it didn't look good for Vittorio. And first thing that came up, Kimora was 18. Russell was 35 or 37 when they first started seriously dating. And I made a joke out of it, but I expect people to pull it out of their ass the way they did. Golly. They give this dude, like, no shine, no light, no nothing. That shit came out, like, immediately. Like, oh, ain't nothing wrong with Loki Lee doing. At least she's 21. Her mother was 18. I was like, damn. Yeah, that shit was crazy, yo. Word. That shit was just so crazy. It's just so much crazy shit that happened this week, man. I can't even keep up on it. Diddy's son, King Combs, sued for sexual assault. That shit is just crazy. Diddy just can't get a break, man. For real. He just, no matter what, this dude cannot get a fucking break, yo. This is all over this. All over. Congratulations to Beyonce, though. While we talking, let me get off this beef shit. Congratulations to Beyonce, man. Beyonce, right now, has the social influence that Jay-Z had, I would say, from about 99 moving forward until that real new generation really started coming in. I'm talking about like Change Clothes and all of that stuff when Jay was like 97, 98, when Jay was like, you know, what's the difference between a 4.6 and a 4.0 when he was saying stuff like, we don't drive X5s, we get them the baby mothers. When he said, when we was all wearing throwbacks, and he said, I don't wear jerseys, I'm 30 plus, put on a fresh pair of jeans, nigga, button up. And everybody stopped wearing jerseys. That's the kind of impact that Beyonce is having right now, socially. Beyonce is a absolute tornado right now. She got the Country Carter album out, right? Her album, Bae's Cowboy Carter. I'm sorry, I don't know why I say country. It's Bae's Cowboy Carter album, right? All over the charts, just sticking it to him. Even these country-ass people are mad. She got a joint on there with Dolly Parton. She redid a Dolly Parton record. She got hits on there, and her and Post Malone did a joint together called Levi's Jeans. And guess what? Levi's, Strauss, and Company's stock went up by 20%. 20 fucking percent after her Cowboy Carter album. Can you play a little bit of Beyonce and Post Malone, please?
You call me pretty little thing.
Beyonce's a fucking beast, y'all. Ain't no two ways about it. You make somebody's fucking stock go up just by dropping a song, you're a beast. She's a fucking beast. A one-woman tornado. She is. And she's not even in the category with everybody else. Because she's like, you know what? I'm doing a fucking country album. Beast. Yo, like, no joke. Now she has more than 100 chart placements on Billboard's Hot 100. More than 100, y'all. That shit crazy, man. Beyonce's a beast, man. I just want to give her her props where props are due. She's a beast. Did y'all see that the whole Jonathan Majors thing too, right? Right? He had gone for his sentencing. And he's not doing no jail time. He avoided jail time. He has to do no jail time at all. Let me tell y'all, I got the article in front of me. Okay. He was found guilty in New York City of assaulting and harassing his former girlfriend, Grace Jabari. He's been sentenced to 52 weeks of a domestic violence intervention program and probation. 52 weeks is a year. He has to do a year of domestic violence intervention and probation for a year? Yo, they really, really stuck it to this dude. So apparently what they're saying is he was in the car with her. She snatched his phone to see who he was talking to, and he snatched his phone back from her and injured her finger. And that's assault, and that's domestic violence intervention. Fellas, don't get into it physically with your woman. Just don't. That should just be crazy sometimes. And I don't know the whole his history, but there has been women that has come forward and say he's a little to the left when it comes to being controlling and manipulating and stuff like that. I'm not that kind of person. So it's just weird. This whole shit is weird. Whole shit is fucking weird. Lost the whole Marvel stuff that he is supposed to do. Like, lost his agent, publicist, everything. God damn. Jonathan Majors, man. So much shit. And it's just crazy because now it's all over the place. Like, you can't even get away from it. You can't, because before, y'all, we just didn't know a lot about stuff, right? We just did it. And now we know everything. For real. We just, because of social media. It's the good and the bad of social media. That's what I always say. It's the good and the bad of social media. Really is, y'all. Really is. Well, the Roots are doing a 2024 Hip Hop is the Love of My Life tour. Arrested Development and Digable Planets are going to be on that tour, too, allegedly. We'll see if that happens. It's supposed to be mostly weekend shows starting in May and ending in September. And they also got the Roots Picnic Festival in Philly with artists like 3,000. Well, he's going to do the flute joint. Jill Scott and Lil Wayne. So that should be cool. So we're looking forward to that. There's a lot of great concerts to look forward to that's going on out there. And my man Rip Michaels, get well soon, brother. My friend, he's a comedian. He's really one of the people that really influenced me to stop just hosting but to do stand-up. And I love Rip. And Rip is going through some medical stuff. He did a special at the Apollo. A lot of people came out for it, so congratulations to him. And he also did the April Fool's comedy joint at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn with a lot of people on it. And I just want to give him some love and give him his flowers. He's really working hard. Get well soon, Rip. Once again, rest in peace to Mr. C. Rest in peace to O.J. Simpson. This is Come On, Son, the podcast. My name is Ed Lover. Y'all keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. We'll talk at you, with you, to you, and about you next week. So come on, son. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. I'm gone.
Come on, son, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover.
Come on, son, son.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.